105.7 The Fan.
Let's bring in our buddy Wally Williams, former Raven, joining us here in the Norris and Davis Show. Talk a little football. Training camp is a couple of weeks away. Hey, Wall, I want to start with this. Ray Rice, the deadline to sign Ray Rice is Monday. If they don't sign him by Monday, then he plays this year under the franchise tag, and he can't negotiate a long-term deal until after next season. It seems to be dangled out there. Drew Brees, have been reports, although he was interviewed by ESPN at the ESPYs, he didn't say this is going to happen, but there are reports that say he's going to hold out if he doesn't get a deal done. You were franchised by the Ravens. Do you think Ray Rice can't force them to do a deal at this point? It's not like Chris Johnson. Do you think he should hold out if he doesn't get a deal done?
Wow. I mean, you know, one thing you try to stay away from is you know, everybody's individual contract situation. I guess the old saying goes, you keep your hands out of other players' pockets. And
you ain't playing anymore. We're not letting you off the hook.
Look, if why are you not letting me off the hook, man? You got these hard questions early in the morning. Look, if he wants his long-term deal and he has outplayed his contract, you know, then you are in a situation where you have the leverage to a certain extent and you got to press it. So, you know, he's not going to be there. I would hold out. That's what I did. I want a long-term deal. I don't want to play under the one-year franchise tag. I want some stability. And that's what that long-term deal and the sign-up.
Yeah, but the one thing, again, as I said, is that, you know, with the rules the way they are, he can't hold out. I mean, he can hold out. He can't get a long-term deal. After Monday, it doesn't matter. He can hold out. There's nothing. The Ravens can no longer sign him to a long-term deal, so he can't get any benefit by holding out.
And there you go. See, I mean, the benefit now becomes personal. Do you want to, you know, how banged up are you, and do you want to keep your body fresh? I mean, look, missing training camp is not a bad deal as long as you work out. To play 16 games, you know, that's hard enough. And as a running back, you know, to get out there and work out and take those hits during training camp, I mean, you want to be in game shape, but it's not that bad of a deal to miss training camp. I mean, it's somewhat of a reward for being the franchise player. So without the long-term deal, you're right. And, you know, the Ravens are not going to do it. It's not going to make the situation any better, you know, if he stays out. But, you know, from a personal standpoint, a physical standpoint, yeah, I'm just training camp. I'll see you guys at the beginning of the first game of the season.
Well, it's a little aside on this. You were franchised. Not asking you to speak about Ray Rice. How did you feel? When you were franchised, are you pissed? Are you flattered that you're so valuable? Or are you mad that, you know, you're kind of being held back a little bit?
You know, for me, it was somewhat of I didn't know that I was looked upon as a team as that kind of player. You know, so, you know, I was an undrafted free agent when my career started. And, you know, they could have just, you know, tossed me out to the side at any given moment. But, you know, in 5 years, you know, it became me being a franchise player. And now I'm one of the top-tier players in my position in the league. I mean, it was a shock to me. And it was totally new territory.
Me too.
So I was...
Me too.
I was excited. It was an honor, but it started getting solid when we talked about long-term deals and those things never manifested.
All right, let's talk about another guy, Ed Reed. Ed Reed was on our air, and I know you're out of town. Ed Reed was on our air this week with Glenn Eunice, and he was sending out tweets that really were leading everybody to believe maybe he's going to hold out. Here's what he said about holding out.
Only way a player gets what he wants is by holding out. So if Ray Rice don't show up, so be it. If Joe Flacco didn't show up and got a contract, so be it. You know, there's many guys that are going to come after me. There's many guys that came before me that did the same thing.
So Ed Reed is implying, no one knows for sure, that he might hold out. The difference between him and Ray Rice is that he isn't underpaid. He was the highest paid player at his position, and he's in the final year of his deal. Could you understand if he decided to hold out and hold the Ravens hostage?
I understand. I mean, the man wants to be paid more money. Now, whether the Ravens understand and they're going to do this is a whole other question, because I think there are a couple of guys on the team that are, you know, first priority, and Ed Reed is not in those top, you know, one or two that they really need to get signed. So this could potentially get ugly with Ed. If his whole deal is getting more money and he's, you know, put out there that he could hold out, then that's the game plan that he's going to, you know, implement for his personal sake. So This will get ugly with Ed, but I think Joe Flacco and Ray Rice come first as far as extending contracts and trying to take care of those guys before we get to Ed Reed.
And Wally, knowing that, I mean, it's well known, Ed Reed kind of, you know, he talked about being your own guy and walking to a different beat. Is there any way he walks away from the game? Like a Barry Sanders, just, you know, I've had enough?
There's always that possibility. You know, I think he's also, you know, said that a couple of times too, where, you know, I think one of the tweets was that he would not mind watching Monday Night Football from the couch.
Yeah, it was part of his interview.
Yeah, so you know, he's put that out there too, and yeah, it's always a threat that Ed could just walk away and you know, right off into the sunset, right into the Hall of Fame. So there's that threat there, and because he's somewhat unpredictable, I think everybody's kind of waiting to training camp to see if he's going to show up and to see if this thing is really a bluff.
We're talking with former Raven Wally Williams. I certainly want to get your perspective on the Joe Paterno situation. You also played at a college football powerhouse, Florida A&M. One of the...
Are you taking a stab at our university?
I think
actually.
No, I'm
just joking around. But look, you didn't play at a place like Penn State, but obviously you're very familiar with big-time college football. You had teammates and all that. Give us the perspective of your insight to this.
You know what? I really believe that this is one of the biggest cover-ups in college football. And what they have let us know so far is just the beginning of it. I think it runs deeper than actually what they're portraying. This thing goes up into possibly the U.S. government, just with the connections and the people who have been involved with this program for the last, 25 years, as long as that first and goal thing has been, not first and goal, but...
Second mile,
as long as that Second Mile Foundation has been going on. So it's unfortunate, it's sad, it's sadistic, really. The fact that they had, kids like this, and Sandusky was involved in. It really can get very nasty. I think they have capped this thing off at Penn State and said, look, you guys are going to take the fall for this. It's not going to reach where it can potentially go because there were a lot of people involved. And the way they describe it is almost like a children's brothel, the way they describe this thing. And it's sickening. And while everybody in Penn State should be embarrassed by that program and the way it was handled, and the way they just covered things up because they didn't want to embarrass Joe Paterno's legacy and ultimately embarrass that program.
Wally, thank you. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Wally Williams joining us right here on the Norris and Davis Show.